Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator, and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together to engage on life's highway, where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we thank you for tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you faithfully each and every week. The blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what am I working? You are working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. Wow. Each episode of Motivational Mondays is truly rich and empowering. If you have missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online for your convenience at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number four and the letter U. Each installment of Motivational Mondays is truly insightful. I would like to set the framework of where we're going on today's broadcast. Wow. So we have some rich insight that's going to be shared for you today, and we're going to share for about 40 minutes into today's programming around today's subject, and then we will open up the ground and the lines and give you the groundwork to just kind of plow through what has been shared, our global listening audience, at which time we welcome your questions and your comments. This will lend to an interactive environment, which we absolutely love and we truly do encourage that you, our global listening audience, chime right on in at the appropriate time. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. We are in our Shape Up series where we get rich nuggets to empower us around our vision for achieving our goals and living out our dreams. But before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a quick moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Send someone a quick fax and email. Better yet, get your social mojo flowing, your social juices, right on someone's Facebook wall. A text, a DM, a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon. Do whatever you need to do ultimately to invite someone to share with you for today's broadcast. We extend our heartfelt gracious thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. I encourage you, if you don't already have your notepads and your pens and your laptops and your tablets and all of those electronic devices handy to take notes, or old school notepad and pen, I encourage you to get that so that you can soak in the richness of what is being shared on today's program. You know, it's very interesting because in life, in our face with various difficulties and challenges. And I was enjoying a movie. As many of you that listen in regularly, you know that one of my favorite things to do is to movie escape. And I enjoy a good movie on various levels, but one particular genre of movie that I enjoy is movies that are based on true stories, real life stories. Movies that depict one overcoming some adversity and some difficulty. And, you know, in our social networks, the question was raised, how do you handle challenges? How do you handle adversity? So I saw this movie, and it was called Drifter. Was it called Drifter? Wait, let me look in my notes so I don't misquote, because I can't recall off the top of my head. Hang on just a second, looking for my note. Oh my gosh. Hilarious. Wow. What was the name of that movie? I think it was called Drifting or Drifter. And so the bottom line is, it was this story, not to get lost in that, and I will pull up the name of the movie again, but not to get lost in that, the story was based on a real life story. And it was a story of survival, but it also had a romantic thread in the midst of this story of survival. The movie itself was, and it was Adrift. The movie was called Adrift. And so the movie itself was dealing with the story of these two individuals who ended up meeting. They met because they both enjoyed boating and connected, got together, got an opportunity to sail across the world for someone to bring their boat to San Diego, California. Interestingly enough, as I'm dialing in and doing our broadcast today remotely from San Diego. So the story progresses in that they're on the boat, they're having a great time, and unfortunately they get hit with some horrible weather. They get hit in the midst of an unexpected hurricane. Now, needless to say, you can imagine where this story is about to go. And the female survives. The man does not survive, but along the journey, as she's dealing with just unreal circumstances of the boat being significantly damaged, her honey boo is MIA at this point, and then she starts to hallucinate and sees him and thinks that he's there, and that was a part of what kept her going and encouraging her in the midst of all of this to continue forward. And she has to fix the boat, and she has to figure so many things out. And of course, it was difficult for her. But what I loved about this story is she could have just simply laid on the boat and died, or she had to figure out how will I survive and fight. And so often we are faced with the reality of fight or flight. Many of us, we shut down in life because life circumstances become too difficult. We no longer want to fight. We give in because the adversity we feel is too great. But I want to challenge you today to recognize and understand that within you, each and every one of you, I don't care what the circumstances are that you're facing. I'm not minimizing what you may be dealing with. But what I do know is that in each and every one of us, we have a far greater capacity than we realize. But we have to tap into that quote-unquote second wind, as people would say it in the athletic realm. You have to kick into that second wind. And until you get to that arc of that second wind, you don't know what you truly have on the inside of you. And I really desire for this time to be interactive because I want to hear from you, our global listening audience, on how do you handle adversity? How do you deal with life circumstances? When life throws you with various things, how do you overcome adversity? Because life is laced with adversity. And we have to determine, is my vision great enough? Is my dream great enough? Will I persist and press beyond the circumstances that I may be, or will I simply quit? And one of the things that I have grown to realize is that on the other side, and my bishop says this often, on the other side of every great adversity is an equal or greater reward. And, you know, I think about my own personal journey where my journey has not been easy by any means. I've dealt with various levels of adversity and circumstances that were challenging and things that I had to overcome along the way. But in my mindset, and this is one of the greatest lessons that I learned early on, and I think it was actually Napoleon Hill that wrote this quote, "A quitter never wins, and a winner never quits." And, you know, we've talked about this on Motivational Mondays and different levels because the principles are universal, that everything starts with your mindset. And so often we are defeated in life's challenges and circumstances because our mindset is the mindset of defeat. We've already lost the race. We don't have that second wind. We don't tap into it on the inside of us. We don't have that fight. We don't have that, I'm going to press through despite the circumstances. And when you think about on the other side of every great adversity is an equal or greater reward. But when I hear that and when I perceive this quote, I see the adversity on one side, and I literally see this bridge that's connecting me on the other side, because the quote is, on the other side of every great adversity is an equal or greater reward. But I want you to get this picture, that there is a bridge, there is an arc between the adversity and the equal and greater reward. That arc place, that bridge in between, is not an easy journey. It's a difficult road at times that we have to make the decision in our mind, will I press through the stuff, whatever the stuff may be? And I can hear the vibrations, and you're saying, Coach Adams, you know, this sounds good, but you don't know my stuff. And you're right. I don't know your stuff, but I can also say you don't know my stuff and what I've had to overcome. And so what I share with you, I don't share it just in theory because it sounds good. I share it with you experientially to say and to encourage you as your coach on your journey to say don't quit. But you're going to have to press through some things, and you're going to have to look at yourself in the mirror and say, how do I handle adversity? And you may have to look in the mirror and give yourself the, I'm going to press through this stuff in spite of, nevertheless. But in order for us to press through, we've established that our mindset has to be that of a winner, that quitting is not an option. And I really feel like in today's age, so many of us, we just quit. Things get too difficult. We throw in the towel so easily. We quit. This is what's so interesting, and this is what I've grown to learn, that we're at that place of a breakthrough. That boiling point is about to happen of the breakthrough. But we quit. We throw in the towel just before getting on the other side. And we miss it. And then we go through life. And we live out life, and we're bitter, and we're angry, and we're upset, and we're unhappy, and we're just existing because we feel like, oh, I didn't get what I wanted, and, you know, I'm so disappointed, and all of these various emotions that in that moment appear legitimate, but yet we quit. We didn't press through to get to the other side. And so today I want to encourage you, as I was sharing the story about the movie of Adrift, that this lady made it through all, I mean, oh my gosh, like 30 days on the water, adrift, waiting to be rescued. All of this adversity, I think her name was Tammy, all of this adversity, and eventually got saved. Now, she could have allowed that situation to cause her not to go on the water again and to be fearful, but she continued to sail. She continued to enjoy life and the vigor of that. It was an experience that was one she went through, but the key is she went through. And on the other side of that great adversity, now there's a movie about her story, talking about a great reward and a payoff. But we have to go through it. One would see someone's story on the big screen, for example, and say, wow, I want that because of the monetary that it may bring. But look at what this lady had to go through for her story to be told. Great adversity, that mindset to overcome. Now, it sometimes happens while we're in process. We may not start with that capacity. You know, I was watching the movie and I was thinking, how would I handle all of this adversity, so many circumstances? How would I handle this? You never know until you're in the situation. But if your mindset is that of a winner, whatever the adversity is, there's something in you that triggers that when things start to go awry, you say, I'm not going to quit. Quitting for me is not an option. Maybe for you, but not for me. And many of us, we don't take the time to master any area. We are jacks of all trades and masters of absolutely nothing. But if you persist and you continue on the journey that you're on, where your passion, where you are passionate about, those areas that you are passionate about, where your passions lie, and fuel those passions, I believe that over time, and I am definitely a testimony of that, that over time you will see and benefit from the great blessing on the other side. Again, on the other side of every great adversity is an equal or greater reward. So if we want the rewards in life, we have to go through some things. When a woman is giving birth, childbirth is not easy. There is a lot of pain and suffering that the woman goes through pre while carrying the baby. So what is your vision? Your vision is likened to a baby. That vision that's growing in you, that vision that you have this hope of something on the other side, whatever that may look like. Nothing is instant and just happens. Do you know how many people get lottery tickets every week for the hope of winning the lottery? The odds are staggering. Yes, it'll happen occasionally, but the majority do not win. And I shared that because if you equate that to life, that if you don't work your vision, and that's what Motivational Mondays is all about, coming together, being empowered, getting tools and resources and thoughts and processes and ideas and nuggets so that you're more equipped to work your vision, that you're more equipped to make it happen. You're more equipped with tools and resources to execute on your vision, whatever level you're at. You're more equipped so that you are in alignment and in position to achieve your goals and ultimately live your dreams. But it requires, and it's going to cost you something. It requires you to do something, and it's going to cost you something. Now, am I saying everyone has to go through the great adversity that Tammy, the character, went through in Adrift? Absolutely not. Everyone's journey is different. Your story is different than my story. You know, my journey, if I shared with you some of the details and length of time and all of that, other people would have quit. And I'm still in process on the journey. I had a great, refreshing conversation with someone that I coached some time ago, and they were honoring me for my latest accomplishment, being a John Maxwell team member. And they were excited to know that I'm still on the journey. And that's because I know this is what I was placed on the planet to do. So for me, despite the obstacles, despite the challenges, the adversity, quitting is not an option. What is that pearl of great price for you? What are you hoping for? I encourage you, I challenge you not to quit, to keep pressing through. Everyone's story is different. Everyone's journey is different. But if you don't quit, guess what? You're going to get on the other side. That athlete that makes the touchdown, they're able to just a little bit more until when everyone else has quit and fallen off, they're able to push and pull just a little bit more than the other person before the other person quits. Again, that boiling point. You're at a boiling point in your life. I sense that in the atmosphere. Whoever you are, I don't know exactly who I'm speaking to. I don't know all of who's engaged on the line today. But I sense in the atmosphere that you are at a boiling point. You're right at the place where the water is about to boil and you're about to get your breakthrough. But if you pull that pot off of the stove before it boils, you're going to miss it. So don't quit. Again, I raise the question, and I invite you to share in this discussion. How do you handle adversity? What helps you to make it through life's challenges? If you have a question or a comment already in the broadcast, we're going to open the lines up because I want this to be interactive. And so if you want to make a comment and or want to ask a question, the programming is open for you to do so. And we invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. I do want you to know this is a safe space. So don't hesitate to chime right on in to interact. If you are sitting in front of your electronic device. You must dial in. You can't just press 1 on your electronic device. You have to be connected through the phone line, through the waves, the airwaves. And so the dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. The lines are open, and we invite you to chime in. As we continue in today's discussion on adversity and how do you handle adversity, I want you to know and be aware that in order for us to be successful in life, growth requires that we become a rubber band. A rubber band that doesn't lose tension. We're able to bounce back from life circumstances, from where you are to where you desire to grow. You have to be able to bounce back. When life gives you adversity, you have to be able to spring back from those circumstances and continue to grow forward. Circumstances and adversity are not to knock you out. But many of us, we allow it to knock us out. We fall down and we never get up. Life is about falling down, but getting back up. And getting back up, becoming stronger. You're more empowered. You have greater wisdom, greater insight on what you would do differently the next time, how and where you need to make a shift. So I want you to know that the adversity should bring about growth if you allow it to. If you do not allow it to defeat you, but rather you overcome it, consider it, if you will, as a hurdle that you must just jump over. Because when you get a road map, for example, I just drove in from Orange County to San Diego this afternoon. Put in navigation. Where am I going? Navigation gets going. I see the map. It tells you from one point to the next. I know where I'm starting. I know where I desire to go. But what's going to happen in between is a big question mark. For anyone that knows California traffic, you know, life is a box of chocolates, the whole Forrest Gump. You never know what you're going to get. And the point of this connection is that you don't know what you're going to get from the starting point to the target. But you need to continue the journey. That if you continue to press through whatever obstacles come up in between, you'll get to your target. You may be a little tired because of the journey. You may have gotten down and had to get up. You may have had some scrapes and some bruises along the way. But don't quit. Continue to persist. As I was speaking about navigation on the journey, navigation will come up and say, slow traffic ahead between da-da-da-da-da. Sometimes things like that happen. You get slow traffic, quote-unquote, on your journey. But the question is, how will you handle that adversity? Will you just pull over on the side of the road and quit? I remember there was a movie many years ago. I think it was called Falling Down or something like that. And the character literally just leaves their car in the midst of traffic. Are you going to just leave your car in the midst of traffic, quote unquote, just leave life because traffic got too bad for you? Or are you going to figure out how can I navigate around it? There's always an alternative route. There's more ways to get to a destination. We could have three individuals start out from the same point. They can take various ways to get to the same target, the same destination. So know that you're not locked in to one route. And that's what I want us to understand, that if you just keep moving forward, if you keep pressing through the stuff, you'll get there. I assure you, you will get there if you do not quit. But the question is, how do you handle adversity? When faced with obstacles, how do you handle them? One of the things that I do is I get into a quiet place so I can reconnect and recenter with my core. And that's my belief system and my belief system in God. I don't know what your base is. I get into that quiet place so that I can soak and shut out the world and recenter and refocus from that adversity, from the stuff, so that when I come out of that quiet place, I'm more powerful and empowered in who I am and my assignment so I can continue to charge forward. When you're clear on your assignment, it makes it easier. But if you're not, it is more challenging because you wonder, what is it all for? What's the purpose? And so life is about purpose, and that's the other thing that we must understand, that in order for you to overcome adversity, you must recognize that in it there's a purpose. In it there's a purpose. That in all things there's a higher power. God is working in all things. There's a higher cause to this effect. Either growth, and more often than not it's growth, to show you something, to protect you from something, to reveal something. So whatever that looks like, it's important to stay the course, to stay on the journey. Don't let the adversity get the best of you, the circumstances, the stuff. You get the best of it. Learn how to redefine those seasons. Do you know that the greatest music was birthed out of individuals that went through some horrific things? They were at what one would call the dark time of the soul. They were in an intense, deep place of emotions, and out of that came this beautiful sound and music and whatever it was out of their pain. There's something that will be birthed out of your pain, out of the season that you may be in, that adversity. Remember, and I know I've said it a couple of times, and I'm reinforcing, I'm very conscious, and I'm repetitiously saying this because I want to leave you with this so that you're empowered and you're encouraged not to quit, that on the other side of every great adversity is an equal or greater reward. Hold on for your reward. Don't quit because of the adversity, the circumstances, the stuff. Continue your press forward. You'll get on the other side if you simply don't quit. Again, I want you to be aware, our global listening audience, and we thank you so much for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. Our lines are open if you have a question or a comment around today's programming and what is being shared, and you want to share in the discussion. Know that this is a safe space, and we invite you to chime right on in. Would love to hear, are you getting anything from what's being shared? What is your takeaway? Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Again, don't be shy. This is a safe space, and we welcome the interaction. Today on Motivational Mondays, we are having a discussion around this topic of adversity. How do you handle adversity? We've shared that everything is a mindset. If I will overcome or not, it's based on the condition of my mind. It's based on my mindset. This is a universal principle because if you think you can, you will. If you don't see that you can, guess what? You won't. Everything, the battle starts in the mind. And so everything starts there. You have to make a decision. Will I quit? or will I win? Am I a quitter? Am I a winner? You must be clear on your purpose, because when you're going through stuff and you can see a greater meaning in the midst of that stuff, now when you're in it, there's a greater cause. With everything, there has to be a greater cause. Or you're just enduring. You're just existing. But when you can see a greater purpose and recognize what that looks like for you, your purpose is different than mine, and mine is different than yours. But if you can see purpose and know what that looks like for you, now the target is clear. We said, we can see the target, we know where we're going, we know where we're starting, but that zone in between is uncertain. I likened it to being on the road. Navigation tells you, you put in the address of where you want to go and it gets you going. But along the way, it tells you there's a traffic alert, there's backups, there's this, there's that. And so you have all kinds of stuff that may happen on the journey while you're in process. But guess what? You'll still get to your destination. There are times where you may need to take an alternative route. You may have to take an alternative route to get to that destination. But as long as you don't quit and you continue on the journey, you will reach your destination. I shared that for many of you, I sensed through the atmosphere that you are literally at that place of boiling. The pot of water is on the stove. The water is starting to get to its capacity of boiling. You can't just pull it off the stove. And that's what many of us do in life. We pull off the stove before we get to the boiling point. The boiling point is that place of breakthrough. You're at the verge. But if you pull the pot off the stove too soon, you're going to miss that boiling point. And many of us do that in life. And when we do that, we have regrets. We start to get bitter. And life, we shouldn't just be bitter. We should convert that bitter to be better. Use it as an advantage to grow from it. Whatever the adversity is, the circumstances, the stuff, use it for your benefit to grow and to be better on the other side. Whatever season you may find yourself in, if you don't quit, you will get on the other side and you will win. Make it up in your mind today that I will not quit. Speak those words to yourself. Encourage yourself today and tell yourself, I will not quit. Quitting is not an option. Declare it to yourself that quitting is not an option. Feel it on the inside with great fire and vigor that quitting is not an option. Don't accept that quitting is okay. It's not okay to quit on your vision, to quit on your assignment, to quit on your purpose. I know the adversity is great. I get it. I've lived through various things myself, but I can say I made it on the other side. Let me encourage you to say you'll make it on the other side if you don't quit. Use this season of adversity to press in, to get more clear on your vision, to understand and evaluate what works, what doesn't work. Start to build on that. Start to clarify so you can get on the other side. Because there are always two forces working in the world, good and not so good. And I want you to be aware that the not so good force, it doesn't want you to be successful and win. It wants you to quit. So it, the assignment that it has is to send you adversity that would cause you to quit so that you don't fulfill your purpose, so that you don't fulfill the assignment that you were created for. Imagine, if you will, if Steve Jobs never created Apple. Can you imagine today a world without Apple products and Apple technology? many people have Apple devices in their hands, on their desktops, in their bag, somewhere you have an Apple device. Even if you don't have an Apple phone, an iPhone, you have an iPod or an iPad. Okay, so maybe you don't have Apple. You have Android. But imagine a world, if you will, without Android. Somebody had to go through great adversity to bring that forth for you to now be able to utilize that technology. That was purpose. The same is true for you. There's a purpose in you. And whatever that may look like, whatever that may be, you must fulfill it. And if you don't fulfill it, you're going to just simply exist through life. You're going to feel frustrated. You're going to feel bitter. And I don't know about you, I don't want to live through life bitter, angry, frustrated, upset, unhappy, just existing. But yet we're doing it on so many levels. And today it's about breaking the chains of that so that you can live your vision, achieve your goals, and hey, fulfill your dream. Know that you are worth it today. Again, I remind you our lines are open for your interaction. Don't be scared. Would love to hear from you. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. It's not too late. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, we're going to continue in giving you some richness because I want you to be empowered around the significance of consistency and persisting, because that is a part of what, for many of us, is lacking, that consistency. You know, I realized, I don't know how many years ago now it was, that I was being consistently inconsistent with the Coach Adams brand, and I realized that it was costing me something. I was not growing at the rate and the desire that I wanted to, but I had to take ownership in my role in it, that I was not being consistent. I was being consistent in being inconsistent, and there is a difference, and many of us are doing that, but you have to own it. You have to look in the mirror and recognize where you are and determine, will I do what's required to press through on the other side? It is so easy to sit back, judge other people, blame other people for why, quote unquote, you're in the situation that you're in and not take responsibility. The first thing that each of us has to do is we have to own where we are, good or not so good. There's freedom in being able to say, you know what, I could have done better. I could have planned differently. I could have been more organized. I could have not allowed my fears to hold me back. I could have eaten better. I could have worked out. I could have, whatever your could have is, what is your could have? And if your life continues and the journey that it's going on, what will that yield be? And will you be happy with that yield? Know that wherever you are on your journey, you can re-navigate your course so that your outcome is better. You don't have to stay on the same course that you're on if you don't like the results that you're getting. And that is a reality. Break the insanity. Many of you have heard me say this. Insanity has been defined as doing the same things over and over and over, and yet expecting different results. If you want different results, you have to break the sanity. You have to do things differently. A part of my desire to join the John Maxwell team and become a John Maxwell team member, because I've done my coaching skills training many years ago. I believe in, and I am a lifetime learner, and I believe in mastering any particular area. I knew I didn't want to call myself a coach if I had not taken the time to do the formalized training to certify myself as a coach. I knew that that was important for me. And so I hold that title very seriously. And so joining the John Maxwell team, it wasn't, quote unquote, to become a coach, but rather it was to grow the Coach Adams brand to another level, to have greater resources, to grow to another level, to move to the next level as a speaker, teacher, trainer, and coach. And so there are times on your journey where you have to make shifts. You have to move to another level. You have to challenge yourself to a different level. No, even in that accomplishment, there's been some adversity. It wasn't easy. Nothing is easy. Yeah, sometimes things kind of fall into place and they come right together. But there are often times when we have to press through some stuff to get on the other side. I see that we have a caller. I'm going to bring our caller in. And caller, I thank you so much for interacting with us today on Motivational Mondays. Area code 336, last four digits 5842. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. What's your question or comment?
Hi, Coach Adams. I'm just sitting here thinking about this really, really awesome things that you're saying and thinking about how did I make it through adversity. And I've been through some real challenging adversity. And when they approached me and they came into my life, I didn't look at them as adversity. I mean, I looked at it as something that was out of place that I need to take care of. And it was just the fighting in me that stood out and said, hey, you know, this is the method or this is the formula that you need to take in order to conquer this thing. But even as I say that, I'm sitting here listening to this awesome broadcast and the true relation of beating that adversity was my faith and knowing who I was in the kingdom of God, what I had been taught, the authority that I had. And so when I had the adversity of a sickness that came to take me out, I mean, it was a fatal sickness. And when I got the prognosis that this thing pretty much didn't have a cure, I immediately thought about, well, you know, how do we beat it? I never thought for once that I would die. I never for once thought that, oh, no, I'm not going to make it. It was like, okay, what do I need to do? So when adversity came, it was like looking at adversity head on each and every time it arose. And so like it was like taking, you know, you don't eat a whole pizza all at once, you take a slice at a time. So every time the adversity came, I had to deal with it in pizza slices, so to speak. And as I look back, it was like, wow, that was really, could have been an overwhelming period in my life. When I put all the pieces of the pizza back together, it seemed overwhelming. But because of my training and because of who I know I am in Him, that I was able to even fight the spirit of death that came to take me out. And so I wanted to say that and share, you know, with you on how I progressed through that adversity. And there was some serious adversity.
And, you know, I thank you so much for being transparent and sharing your adversity. And one of the things I love, the insight that you shared, you said, I didn't see it as adversity. I saw it as something was out of alignment, and it was an opportunity for me to realign. So what a great, healthy point of view to view the circumstances, understanding that, okay, what can I do to get this thing taken care of? And the mindset, as you stated, was not of, okay, I'm quitting, it's going to take me out, but how can I overcome that? That is so encouraging today, and I thank you for chiming in and sharing that with us. Great richness and wisdom was shared in your moments of sharing. We appreciate you so much, and thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays.
Thank you. I think I'm going to be a regular participant listener to Motivational Monday. It's been a real blessing for me, and I'm just sitting here as that fire ignites, you know, within my soul to don't quit. Thank you so much, Coach Adams. I love you, and the world is blessed because of your obedience. Thank you so much.
Oh, Thank you, thank you, thank you. Know that I appreciate and love you as well. And I'm happy to know that you're going to be a regular listener and share with others. If you'll do me a favor, press 1 on your telephone keypad to remove yourself from the host queue. That way, if you have another question down the line or another comment, you can do so. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to remove yourself from the host queue. If you have a question or comment, you can press 1 to add yourself to the host queue. Our lines are still open, and I want to hear from you. It's just so great to hear other individuals. And how do you handle adversity? When life gives you lemons, what do you make with it? Some may say, I don't like lemons. Okay, but when life gives you lemons, what do you make with it? Do you just say, I don't like lemons, and that's it, and quit? Or do you figure out, how can I make something that tastes good to me, that I can enjoy with this ingredient that has been given? That's what adversity is. It's an ingredient that life will throw in the mix, and it's about, okay, what will I do with this ingredient? What other ingredients can I blend with this ingredient to make it something other than this nasty, bitter taste that it may have? You don't want to just eat pepper by itself without anything else. You don't want to just eat salt by itself with nothing else. You don't want to just eat garlic powder by itself and nothing else, onion powder, paprika, any of that. But you put those things together, it really adds seasoning to meats, to vegetables, to various things. So by itself, you don't want to just sit down and you're not going to just eat salt. You use that to enhance the flavor of something else. And so with adversity, know that when we can get the lessons on the other side of the circumstances, that now I can use that, and that's where we go from bitter to better. I can use that on the other side to be better, and it can enhance my journey because now I have greater wisdom, I have greater insight. I think for many of us, too, we don't understand the season that we may be in life. Recognize where you are. Because life is about seasons, just as we have various seasons, maybe not as much here in California. Okay, boo-hoo for those that are in other areas of the world, because our weather is almost perfect all year round. We don't have very significant changes in the weather as you may see in other places, but we do have slight changes. But the bottom line is that life is about seasons. Everything is about seasons. So as my bishop often says, if you're not in a storm, you're on your way to a storm, or you're just coming out of a storm. Like our caller shared, she just came out of a storm from a diagnosis that was could have been fatal and was trying to take her out, but she's on the other side now. And so whatever and wherever you are, if you're in the midst of that storm, know that the rainbow is coming. On the other side of every great storm, there's a rainbow. And that rainbow, for me, represents God's promise. And so I want you to know that when you get out of that storm, you're coming through, you're coming out. And when you come out, the promise is there for you. But don't quit. Don't throw in the towel. Don't just curl up in a ball and say, I give in. If you were adrift, how would you handle the circumstances of being shipwrecked? Because that's the adversity that we're talking about, that life will bring you various things. And it's not so much, and you've heard this quote, I don't know the author, it's not so much what happens to a man or woman, it's not so much what happens to us, it is how do we respond from those things that come up. How do we respond to the stuff? And so I encourage you, again, don't quit. As my mentor would say, my mentors, you can do it if you don't quit. And so I trust that you have gotten some insight of understanding adversity. Quick summary recap as we prepare to close out today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. We've learned that in my dealing with adversity and circumstances that are adverse, I must check and make sure that I have a healthy mind, because mindset is key in my ability to deal with adversity. Adversity is going to come at different levels. It's going to come. But know that you have the capacity in you. You're strong enough if you don't quit. When you recognize your purpose and understand your purpose, when you go through the stuff, because when you know the target, you already know the destination. You're clear on the destination. So there always has to be a greater cause of for us to be able to press through and understand. Whatever that cause may be, yours is different than mine. Mine is different than yours. But our mindset will be clearer when we know the nation, may not know what we may have to endure on the journey of the destination, but when we know the destination, now we have vision. If you are lacking vision, it's going to make the journey that much more difficult, because there is no purpose and no meaning in, quote unquote, your suffering. There's no bigger picture. There's not a vision. There's not any goals. There's not a dream that you're aspiring for. You're just existing and going through. And so know that if you're lacking that, that you need to tap into your passions and what is it that you enjoy doing? What is it that you would do getting paid or not getting paid? Because you just simply enjoy it. It gives you fulfillment. I want to let you know that that's tapping into your talents. Even when you're not looking for advice in a certain area, if someone is giving you advice in a certain area, that's tapping into their passion. For example, wherever I am, the coach exists. I can't shut her off. She's a part of my DNA. She and I are one. It's a part of the very fabric of my being. So if you encounter me in the store, if you encounter me on a stage, if you encounter me on Motivational Mondays, if you encounter me in one-on-one in my coaching practice, wherever you encounter me, you're going to get the coach. She's always present. Am I saying that I'm one-dimensional? No, there's other sides, but I'm saying at my core exists the coach. At your core may exist the business acumen. I'm not sure. Maybe the creative being that sees images that bring out a beautiful painting. Maybe you're the Picasso, the Monet. I don't know. The great next filmmaker, the great next writer. Because of whatever it is that's on the inside of you, you just want to write. You know, people will be like, gosh, she's always writing. He's always writing. That's a book project in you. Why aren't you finishing that? If your business acumen is you're always counseling others, what are you doing with that? Leverage those things that are your passion. So I use that as an illustration to say if you don't know what your passions are, you can definitely find that. If you want more information around searching that out, let me know. Wow, I didn't realize we're already at the close of our time. It's amazing how quickly an hour of power flies by. I always look forward to Mondays. I absolutely love Mondays because I love empowering others. And this Motivational Monday gives me the platform and the opportunity to do so. So I thank you for tuning in. I thank you for interacting. And do tell a friend. If you want to continue the dialogue, maybe you didn't have an opportunity to ask a question, we have our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum, Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. Coach Adams is available for team building, strategy sessions, group coaching, one-on-one coaching, training, teaching, speaking. Coaching is all available as a part of the Coach Adams Empowerment Circle. And at Full Circle of Empowerment, you want to get in touch, 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. Visit CoachAdams.com, CoachAdams.com. Know that we will be here next week faithfully, but we are here each and every week bringing you a dose of motivation and inspiration to jumpstart your week. Again, thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. This is Coach Adams. I coach and you win.